contemporary markets through psychology, data extraction, and engineered dependency, and customers experience it continuously, often without realizing it. How it actually works moment to moment. Attention capture. Every app, store layout, notification, and ad is tuned to exploit cognitive biases, not accidentally. Entire industries exist to optimize micro-manipulations. Data-driven nudging. Companies know what you buy, when you hesitate, what you fear, what comforts you. They use that to push you toward profitable choices, not beneficial ones. Artificial scarcity. Only three left. Sale ends tonight, limited drop. These are psychological levers, not realities. Identity engineering. Brands don't sell products. They sell belonging. Once your identity is tied to consumption, you're easier to steer. Choice overload. Flooding people with options creates confusion, and confused customers default to whatever is most profitable for the seller. Subscription traps. The shift from ownership to renting isn't convenience. It's recurring revenue disguised as necessity.
Wow. Yes, my son. In fact, I couldn't have said it as well as you just did. There's no way I could have done that. Anyway, Dr. Z here. Thank you for joining us with Signals. We've had a lot of information going through here tonight. A lot of it is subliminal, I suppose. You have to search for the path. You have to search for the patterns.
That we cannot worship just the making of more and more money. Life is more than that. So essentially what I think is we do best as human beings. We fulfill our lives when we work together. We fulfill our lives when we work together.
Tune to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Meet Anya, a Vermont youth whose loving family created a ripple effect of safety and affirmation.
I grew up just with this really awesome support system around me. When I went to college and I met my fiance, I was the first person that she ever felt comfortable enough to come out to. And it felt really special because I knew that the reason I was that safe space was because my family had taught me how to be that safe space.
To learn about Outright's work to strengthen families and communities, visit us at outrightvt.org.
Fast as you walk to me, somewhere, jump into the front seat, we can get there, somewhere.
Snap her jeans. don't understand. You and I can't whip the wind. Can't whip the wind. Can't whip the wind.
Thank you. Yes.